Jesse, Jalous, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful, you're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
Hello, and welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalous, and you're listening.
Happy Love is Blind finale.
Wow. I know. Can you believe that they didn't put out the reunion?
I'm livid. But the reunions,
I'm kind of like, Netflix needs to stop.
Stop with this. Why are we? Listen, we were so all dumb. On board with binging. Okay.
And they came up with it.
They came up with it.
You can't change it now. And now they're saying,
no, no, we'll do groups of things.
Why? What is this, cable? No.
No,
you're
paying.
You're a streaming platform.
To get this, all of this.
It needs to stop.
In one sitting. And I'm livid about it.
I'm really upset. So yeah, I was pretty pissed off about that. Because I'm like, one app. You can't do five, then
so
like four,
obnoxious.
Then one, then another. It's like.
No. Well, no. One and then one. Because the That's next.
I know.
So stupid.
It's stupid.
It's very stupid. But. I also, right. I'm just generally curious as to why that business model has shifted. I don't know if it's like to get, because
it doesn't even make sense because there's no ads.
Because there's no ads. So it's like, what's the percentage
the
of people
hell?
Who return? Right?
Is that what?
There's too much content to leave me hanging. I mean, we've talked about it here. So it was like, oh, I'm curious, but
I'm upset.
You know?
I do
upset.
Know, and I am
I'm
upset.
Just saying. It's not like so they're ads. It's not like, you know, I just don't understand that business model.
That's my bone I have to pick.
That's the bone I have to pick. Well, before we get into Love is Blind.
Right.
Little updates for the week, as we do. So last week I was talking about my Talkify matchmaker and like...
Yeah,
she said that they're scheduling whatever. Okay, I had not heard, or maybe that was 2 weeks ago at this point. Honestly, I don't know what time is anymore. So I reached out
no, Claire,
to the matchmaker.
It's their job.
No, but I was like, hey, I know
you're
no
like circling back on this.
Why not? It's my fucking money. I'm gonna circle back.
But you should do no work.
Well.
Whatever. Okay, but you
so
did.
I
you
reached
said,
out, I
back.
Messaged, and I said, hey, I know no one's in a rush here, but also just wondered if there was an update or like how we should move forward. So then she replied, she was like, yeah, so sorry, I haven't heard back, but I'll follow up with them, but why don't we go ahead and get another call on the books to talk about whatever.
No.
So we're talking tomorrow.
Okay.
And it is, I'm excited just to talk about like what she, cause we haven't had a full conversation as to, some of the reasons she's like butting up again, you know, like she's unable to find. So I'm like, let's just talk about it. I'm just curious. So I personally, when I try to have an investment, I love to have touchstones, but here's the other thing that I did.
How do we measure success?
How do we measure success? The other thing I did is I reached out to Lady Date from November.
Oh.
And I said, hey, girl. I said, after, I was like, how are you? Blah, blah. And then I said, after our lovely Lady Date, I didn't say that. I said our delightful date or something.
Okay.
I said, I ended up signing up as a full client. And so I was just wondering like what your experience was or whatever. Also, I hope you had a wonderful date after mine and all is well. Right. Exactly. Yeah. And so she was like, no, still searching. And then she asked about my experience. I said, well, funny that you ask. I have not had even a singular date yet. And so she said that it takes a long time in between. So they are in no rush. No rush.
Maybe it's part of the strategy.
I know, but I don't know what fucking strategy.
I don't know what the strategy is other than this is what I think it is. I'm going to tell you right now.
Uh-oh. Here she goes.
It's like, tell us what your rule breakers are. And then they're going to be like, oh, God, your rule breakers are just really hard.
Yeah.
And if you could just date some like conservative or like moderate, like, oh, my God, the line's out the door.
So many.
It's just really hard with some of the, like, I'm just afraid they're going to come back and it's like slowly wear away on your rule. Like,
yeah.
Your non-negotiables. Well,
I've already asked her a couple times about my deal, like about a deal breaker or two. And she's like, why don't we just wait? Why don't we just
should
like,
wait. Don't change a thing.
So she has been, she's not quick to do that. I don't think, but she,
well, she's not quick to do anything.
No one is.
I mean,
no one is. I'm like, if they, I'm like, if I, okay, so I bought six dates, matches,
I should
whatever.
Be a matchmaker. This is some great money for doing no work.
Little to none. Yeah, so I got, so my thought is, like, if there was somewhat, it doesn't have to be super quick. I get
no.
it. But like,
take your time.
Let me feel like there's a little bit of effort going in here.
Something, even a check-in. I mean, they could do a check-in.
Right?
I mean, listen, it's not a bad idea. Would I be upset if I heard a matchmaker go, hey, February's a hard month with Valentine's Day.
Sure.
I'm going to come in hot March 1st.
Right.
Hot, girl. Or like, I'm talking to people. I'm going to try to get it set up then. Like, I just, I'm a little skeptical, Claire.
Well, don't tell this to me now that I've already invested all this money. We got
to
just.
I'm skeptical, and I'm skeptical because I just don't want you to change any of your,
Well, I might change some of them. I might shift them to preferences. I might whatever. Because it's not that I like it's there's some of them that I was like, sure, that makes sense. You know, so I just want to kind of revisit some of it. Like the income amount, the like there were a couple things that I was like, okay, yeah, let's try that. But then it's like I can change some of those. So, yeah. So anyhow, and by the way, I don't know if I talked about that, but the income amount, she suggested that because I was like, I don't think I have six, like three deal breakers and three preferences.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't think so. And she was like, well, so a lot of people do income and I did not do a lot. So don't think I'm doing this, but I may just remove it entirely because
yeah,
I don't know. But anywho, and so I do want to just chat with her to see like whatever, but I'm not going to be swayed necessarily, but also
a little,
I may adjust. She's not suggesting it. I'm the one who's suggesting it. So anywho,
okay,
so
but
that's that update.
Okay.
What do you
I feel
say?
Like I'm hopeful things will pick up. Like for me right now, it's hard to date. You know what I mean? They could be waiting for a summer, like a hotter time even.
Right. I feel like people who actually like are putting energy into dating, that shouldn't deter them. But I do know that I was matched with someone in January, but then that person decided they didn't want to meet in person.
Right.
So because of COVID at the time. So now it's like things are less concerning. So I'm going to ask her about that. Like, do we revisit that person? I don't know. You know, like, I don't know. So anyway, I'm excited to talk to her just to get kind of more of a conversation going instead of emails, you know, back and forth.
You know what I think? And this is just me talking out loud.
There she is.
But the amount of energy that you're talking about and putting into like that update, you could easily use on Hinge and set up a date for yourself.
Update number two. I'm talking to three people on Hinge.
See, you have the energy.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So I went on Saturday.
Okay.
And because I've been feeling, you know, I've been feeling more depressed, which is not surprising. And, you know, quite a up and down these last few months, which we love winter for that. And so Friday was a really bad day. And then Saturday I woke up and while I still was a little sad, I was sick of myself. I was sick of feeling down. And so I got really annoyed. I tried to just like do stuff, get outside, go, you know, run errands, be productive, do things that I like to do. And part of that was like, you know, maybe I will jump back on. So I did. And then, so I messaged a couple people and then Sunday I could not reply.
Okay.
Because that's me. I get nervous about talking. And not nervous, I just avoid any sort of communication. I don't know, my own issues. So then today I have replied and discussion. There was one woman that I saw on Hinge who we were in this video years ago together.
Shut up.
She's not like an actor, but she happened to be in, this was, I want to say, 5-6 years ago at this point.
Yeah.
And some friend of a friend or something was like, hey, it's going to be like, we're making these videos for Glamour.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's only going to be $100 or whatever, but you come, you just get to answer a couple questions and it's just going to be like fun for Glamour's website.
Oh, wait.
I was like, okay. So... they did this very funny thing where they took us in little, like a few people at a time and asked us questions. And then we couldn't mingle with the rest of the people because they didn't want anyone to know what the questions were until we were in there. And right. Then they brought like the whole group in together. But the questions were like the progress of a relationship, or I can't remember all the details, but one of them was like, when would you ever request a dick pic? When would you have anal? Like all these just very heteronormative, like, because yeah. It was all women. So that, right. And then they had us all in a group after everyone did the individual things. And they said, and they asked out loud, they were like, who would you want to have? Like, have you ever requested a dick pic? And they asked her and she was like, well, I'm a lesbian, so I don't want one at all. Thank you. Yeah. And I was like, that's noted. I was like, that's fine. She was very nice and, you know, whatever. But I was like, that's funny. They didn't like vet necessarily if they're going to do this very heteronormative questioning, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, so I saw her and so I messaged. I was like, hey, I think we were both in this horrible video. She was like, oh my God, that was the most bizarre experience. So I said, maybe we can, let's get, you know, drinks or coffee to reminisce about what a wonderful time in our lives. So we're trying to figure that out.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. So
Claire, look at you. You're taking activities. Things into your own hands.
I'm trying to.
You
trying
don't need
to.
The matchmakers to change anything. You're going on dates.
Well, I mean, I've said before, I don't think I'm going to find some perfect person through the matchmaker, but right. I think the process of taking it more seriously and really considering what I'm looking for and what are deal breakers, what are preferences, help put more of my mindset ready for that. And so,
yes, bitch.
Yeah. So I think I'm just trying to, yeah. Do so that. I mean, my intention has always been to try to add my own personal searching and doing stuff beyond the matchmaker, but I just have been too fucking depressed to do it.
Until now.
Yes. So anyway, so that's update from me. No real updates except for a little bit of progress.
Yeah, that's an update.
Thank you very much.
That's an update.
Mm-hmm.
I had like just a emotionally also difficult week.
Yeah.
And so one of the listeners, shout out to you, was trying to hook me up with like one of her friends or someone she knows in the city.
Oh.
And I started messaging him, and then truly I was like, this is not the time to meet somebody.
Okay.
Like this weekend I was like, no. And thank God, because yesterday I did end up getting a bomb. So yeah. The idea I like almost felt in my body, I was like, something that this
we
weekend
need
is
to go
not
ahead and,
it
need to go ahead and cancel reschedule
is not it. Yeah. So I did cancel that, and the ball's in my court, so I'll figure that out.
But the chit chat was good up until
we haven't. That's the
not
thing.
Not much. It's like more of like just scheduling.
Yeah. So okay.
If there's a referral, I feel
it's a
like
referral.
You go ahead and jump to meeting in person or Zoom or something like that.
Right. So there's that. And everyone else, I've lost all energy. Like, I'm really, I'm like, it's funny because I'm like, everybody on an app, I'm like, I'm so bored.
Yeah.
I'm paying closer attention to like raising the caliber of who I'm looking for. And so like when I'm on Hinge and someone's like, hey, how's your day? I'm like, I don't like, or like sup, or like we should grab a drink sometime. I'm like, maybe if you want to at some point in the near distant future. I'm just like, could somebody, I just like need it to feel different.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. I think like I'm reevaluating, I'm working on myself again, and I think I'm gonna try to like go on purposeful dates, so like no more just like drinks or like this one guy. It's my mistake because I gave him my number, but he has this really fun quality of the day of being like, hey, what are you up to? And I'm like, no. And he's like, okay, some other time. And then I'm like, he keeps asking the day of. And I want to respond and be like, hey, just so you know, like, I just am like, who the fuck are these people?
Yeah.
This is like, I can't. I'm over it. And
that's a Hinge guy who was also, who's like, day of?
It's Hinge or Coffee Meets Bagel. I don't remember where he was from. God, but
you're still doing the Coffee Meets Bagel.
I don't know. Maybe I should get off of it. It's kind of stupid. I don't even know what I'm
doing. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Yeah.
But
do whatever.
It's
feels
like,
right.
What are we doing? What are we doing? What? And
this
I guess
is end of February blues, I feel.
I
like,
think
what
everybody
the fuck
has
is happening?
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's like on every, it's rough out there right now, rough time. I really think that. Yeah. I think everyone's like, I'll see you if I see you.
Yeah, it's the energy is low.
It's low.
I was
energy.
Nervous about this winter. I was so nervous, and in fact, I mean, it has proven to be difficult.
Listen, it's end of February. We're almost out of the woods.
I can't wait.
We're almost out of the woods. So it's like, I mean, I'm like, okay, one more month. I'll just not date. That's like how I feel. I'm like, I don't need to go out then. Like, I'll just keep it in. I don't really know.
You're not going to date all of March?
I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to just go on a date to go on a date. So if someone catches my eye and like interests me and I'm like, okay, this person, like, we're actually having a conversation. I want to see them. Cool. I'll go. But if it's just, like, I gave a lot of people, sure, like, benefit of the doubt in person, and I'm like, I'm just not going to do that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm too tired and cold.
Yeah. Cold.
Does that make sense? I'm cold. Really cold. I'm now, almost cold all the time.
Historically, I have said I'm really nervous about winter, and you have said it's your time. It's your favorite time to date. You thrive in the winter because it's you have to be cozy, and you get to wear the fun scarves and jackets and whatever. But this winter has been more difficult than previous winter. Last winter was just a shit show when we're all surviving.
Fall is great. Like, up into the holidays is honestly very romantic, I think.
January's
like, after New Year's is kind of hard. I mean, that's always hard with, I mean, I don't know. Did I go? I don't remember if I went on dates in January, but I also like.
Yeah, I think so. Well, you were also really dead to the world for 2.5
weeks.
Yeah,
I died in January. So I'm just like, I don't know. I didn't really notice. And then it's like, okay, it's January. And then, I don't know. It's just like, okay, well, summer's like, it's going to get warmer soon. And it's so much easier to date then.
Yeah.
When there's a tundra outside, nobody wants to go anywhere.
It's so difficult.
That's only been February. So it's not that bad.
Yeah, when we're not already forced to be out and about for activities, it's hard to get ourselves out.
Yeah, exactly.
Before, it's like, well, we're out every day. It's fine.
Yeah, just hold up in a bar and drink a lot. It won't be as cold. Yeah. So
but now it's like, ugh, it's rough. It's rough. But yeah, anyway, so on our topic that we've had for the last few weeks, and really year plus, love bombing.
Yeah.
Are you familiar? No, I'm just kidding, because we've talked about it endlessly. I did find an article because I love let me explain to you the links, the ads that
they know
I have.
They know you.
Yeah. I was
mine are crazy too.
What are yours for? Colorful home wares?
Well, yeah, I mean, they somebody knows my fashion. I'm like, get out of here, because they've raised my price range. I'm like, okay,
excuse me,
somebody thinks I'm doing well, which I do appreciate. And
do
maybe
you get wolf
be...
and wolf and badger
all the time?
All the time.
I'm obsessed with them too. I would buy everything they own.
But it's so expensive.
But it's really expensive. Yeah, there's a lot of expensive places.
I do.
But then also sometimes I get people who turn down big roles or like.
Wow. Like life-changing decisions.
Yeah, it's like just because she failed, she bounced back. I'm like,
wow.
For me. I don't know.
That's all appointed for just anyone in the industry to receive. It's like, no. But also, thanks. Yeah. Anywho, I found this lovely article. 3 ways to distinguish love bombing from healthy early relationship behavior.
Okay.
Because, you know, that is the question. It's like someone can like you and want to get to know you more, but are they?
Is it love bombing or does he just know quality when he sees it?
Thank you. Or she sees it. Yes. Okay. So. Just to skip through, number one, differentiate between compliments and flattery. Dishing out compliments in the early stages of relationship is totally normal. However, distinguishing between compliments and flattery is often tricky and where things start to toe the line between healthy and love bombing. To differentiate the two, it's essential to understand their definition. A compliment is simply a polite expression that is reality-based, comes from a true, authentic appreciation, and has no ulterior motive. For instance, a compliment can be someone saying they appreciate the way you did something. On the other hand, flattery is a love-bombing tactic that is more exaggerated, excessive, insincere, and can feel out of place. It can include words like, you are the most, .. or you are the best, blah, blah, blah. Often, a love-bomber can use flattery to compare their target to others, and in turn, villainize another person, such as an ex. You're so much smarter than my ex. Whatever. And unlike genuine compliments, Anderson says flattery is that's the person they interviewed, whatever. I'll link to it. Says flattery is done in hopes of gaining a favor of some sort as a result, such as building someone's trust and disarming how they intuitively perceive them. They are basically trying to butter you up with flattery to further their interests.
Yeah. I always think good compliments on dates are things that you have control over. So like what you're wearing, like talking about, like, I don't know, when someone says you're so beautiful, either we're about to kiss or I don't understand why it's happening. You know what I mean? Like if I just sat down,
absolutely,
I'd be like, what? Yeah.
Right?
Think it. I know you're thinking it.
I know.
Just
I know.
Don't
I know.
Say it.
We don't say it. We're all awkward at this moment. You don't need to say it.
Don't say it.
No. But yeah, it's definitely that. Like, I know you can see through me, so I'm gonna try to butter you up. And girl, it does work sometimes.
Well, that's why we have to be aware.
That's why we have to be aware. Number two.
Yeah.
Notice if they seem to like everything you like. When you're starting to date someone, you'll likely bond over similarities and shared interests. Maybe you're into the same type of movies or love the same foods, for instance. In the case of love bombing, although, the love bomber tries to become the target's manufactured soulmate by essentially becoming a copy of them and using phrases like, we have so much in common, or we're made for each other.
Ew.
However, in a healthy partnership, you'll also have differences in opinions and interests. So distinguishing between healthy early relationship vibes and love bombing comes down to noticing if the other person is expressing and valuing the differences between you versus simply liking everything you like as a form of manipulation.
Hmm.
It does feel weird. It's interesting because there have been, and this happens with any sort of dialogue with someone new, when someone says something and you're like, oh my God, me too. But then it happens repeatedly. You're like, I can't agree with what this person is saying at this point because I'm sounding crazy.
Yeah.
You know? It's like
I really
a certain level.
Never have that much in common.
With anyone? you ever
I'm just
meet.
Trying to think of, I've never been on a date and been like, oh my God, same. Because like literally my, I'm like, who's beading out? Who's got a beard? Who's beading, painting, interested in thrifting? Like I just,
well,
it's
you can
a,
have
it's
like similar opinions on movies or politics.
Half the
whatever.
Movies I see are old that no one's
well,
really seen.
True.
And then I'm just like, I've never been like, oh my God, I've never.
I love that about you.
It's not, I mean, I'm just like on dates, like they have to just like who I am. Not that I have a similar opinion. I don't.
But I mean, there may be, even if you're meeting friends or someone, right? Like have similar opinions about certain things or whatever. Doesn't have to be, you have the same exact hobbies, but nonetheless it is.
But we don't, I mean, we never bonded over any of that.
Well, that's why we started this whole damn show, because we both have bad dating
but
stories.
That was the thing we bonded over. Before that it was like I didn't get any of your references.
Well, I know that
you didn't get any of mine.
I know,
but it doesn't mean you can't connect.
No, I know, but I think that's what they're saying, right?
Like, well, I'm mad at whoever said that because I don't think that's true.
No, yes, you do. You do agree with it. A healthy person celebrates differences. A love bomber always agrees, saying
mimics,
like,
yeah,
to make you think that there it's a perfect match. So you
got
are
it.
Agreeing with that. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm saying there have been times in my life where I'm talking to someone and I feel like we're very similar and I feel stupid saying same. Yeah.
Cool.
But that's because I'm a universal gal.
I think that's true. You're one with the universe.
Yes. Or as my astrologer said, because Mercury is the planet that powers, what is it? Mercury is my driver in my driver's seat. The tofu of the astrological world where I can.
That's so rough.
Thank you. I know. I don't even like soy that much. You know what I mean?
That's
anywho,
upsetting.
But I can, I can mold. I'm mutable. I can, you know, change things up. But anywho, number three.
Okay.
Pay attention to how they respect your time. Well. In the early stages of a relationship, it's normal to feel giddy to spend more time together and express your excitement for the next time you get to chat, hang out, or go on date night. But they say that if the other person desires to spend a copious amount of time with you, has no sense of individualization of your obligations or theirs, inserts themselves into your plans, and says seemingly romantic things like, I just want to be with you every moment of every day. Ugh. That leans into love bombing territory and should be considered a relationship red flag.
Absolutely.
They also add that the love bomber may also try to get you to spend all your time with them by saying things like, these people don't deserve someone as good as you. You're better off with only me. That's a red fucking flag.
Yeah.
While this may initially come off as thoughtful and protective, it is just another possessive tactic to control and isolate their target from others. I feel like if anyone ever said early on, like, I'm going to spend all my time, I'd be like, oh boy, back off.
Yeah.
I think that can also.
My love language is quality time. So am like, I do like quality time, but I definitely don't like.
You like them to have their own life.
Yeah, less. Of course. I just like to know when we're going to see each other next, even if it's a week.
No, for sure.
Oh my God, they're so busy. Oh my God, see you in a week. No problem.
Right. Knowing when you're going to see each other and knowing like, oh, it'd be wonderful to see you before, but we simply can't until then.
We simply shan't.
Yeah. I think that's definitely something to. I have a friend who's in a newer relationship and she is very busy, very busy. She has her work and she also has a very active hobby life and also lots of friends from different groups. I haven't seen her in ages.
Wow.
But she's been dating this guy for over a year. And or no, I guess just a year now. He is not as busy.
Yeah.
He has fewer friends left in the city. A lot of them left during the COVID. And he doesn't have like the hobbies that take up a ton of time at night, which hers does. So there's a little bit of guilt there, right? That she's not spending. Well, he's like, gosh, you're just so busy, whatever. So they've had discussions. She doesn't feel it that much, but it's a borderline thing where, as we were talking about it, how she feels bad because she is so much busier than him, because then it's like she only has so much free time to hang out with him. But then she also only has so much free time that she can actually be by herself. Like she's, because before she was always busy, but then she'd have those a night or two or whatever where she could actually chill out and recharge. But now she feels obligated to spend that with him. He's not forcing her to, but like, you know, so it's that balance of like, is he guilting me or am I just feeling bad? I don't know. So that's, it's tricky when you both, you know, when your schedules are
different,
are very different.
Yeah.
Which in this freelance self-employment world that we're in,
I've got a lot of time.
We're free.
I could love bomb the shit out of somebody. I'd be like, I could move in tomorrow. I got nothing this whole week.
I can move us both. It's fine. I got nothing.
I'll record in the closet. Don't worry about me.
No, exactly.
I really could.
Exactly. So that is love bombing. It all makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah. I think the biggest is, I think the agreeing with everything, like liking everything, is very interesting.
Yeah.
I know that's not something that you've experienced, but yeah, and the compliments versus flattery. Interesting. So
careful out there.
Be careful, everyone. Be careful. So the most important topic of the week. Love is blind.
I know. What'd you think?
I took notes.
I did too.
Cause
in my head,
there's a lot going on.
Let's go couple by couple.
Couple by couple.
Okay.
Okay. Who should we say? Let's start with as they did the weddings. So we'll start with Danielle and Nick.
Yeah.
That was the first couple that, went down the aisle.
Yeah.
So leading up, there was, I felt like he was gaslighting her. First of all, there's so much insecurity there. I just want to give her a big hug.
Listen, you know what? It's funny because it's rare to see a secure person on TV. And so you do forget that it is like, I mean, you saw her family.
Yeah.
I get where it came from, but
absolutely,
her insecurity and anxious loops are out the window.
It's so,
and
yeah.
His communication style is also out the window. But then you saw his family, and I was like, well, we all came from somebody somewhere, and everyone's having trouble communicating, it seems. So
yeah.
I thought that, I mean, I think that when she gets anxious, there's no communicating with her.
Yeah.
And he gets really upset by that because she can't hear him during that time because she can't.
Right. But he'll switch things around on her as well.
Like what?
The gas. Like she was saying, and this was the episode before. Well, I guess their wedding started in the end of that. But she was saying she was upset about
him,
I know, mentioning a few times that it may not work out. And she was like, that makes me nervous. Like I really am putting effort into this and whatever. And then he was like, no, I didn't say that. You can't say that. I don't think you're putting in effort. I don't think you're serious. And it was like, whoa, 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 where did this come from? So, but I feel like it's just a battle of this.
Yeah, it's, I was going to say they just flare each other up.
Yeah.
I mean, from where I was, I think he gets flared up by her. So
yeah,
to me, it feels like if you walk away from, I don't know if I could be in a relationship with her.
Yeah.
Let me put it that way. That's a lot of work. And yeah.
I hope she's doing some therapy.
I do too. Because when one thing sets her off, it's like, weeks. I don't know if we're going to be able to communicate for a while. And it's just, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And I wonder how he would be with somebody else. That's what I was like, I wonder if his communication style would be fine with somebody else. It's just that one, that's a volatile. It looks like their fights last for hours, days even. I don't know.
and the crying and the, yeah.
But they chose each other.
So, spoiler alert, FYI, all of this is going to be spoiler alert.
Yeah, this is
they
a spoil.
Said, chose. I do. So they got married.
Wasn't it funny how much he was sweating?
Sweating so much. And maybe it was the
this
editing.
Poor man.
You always have to assume the editing has put this in. But it was like as soon as she arrived up at the altar, he was like, God, I've never sweat so much in my entire life. As opposed to like, you look beautiful or whatever. That yeah. certainly could have been the editing. Where
well,
they just,
she looked fresh as a daisy.
Fresh? I was like, girl, find out her secret.
Yeah, he looked like he had just like. Walked through a desert. You know what I mean? This man was like, I'm not going to make it.
No.
It
yeah,
was,
she looked
it was
fabulous.
Touch and go. She looked great.
She must have like the beauty tips of the bachelorette ladies and Bachelor in Paradise.
I'm sure they just like dipped their face in foundation.
I know, but wasn't there, who? Someone said last season it was like milk magnesia or something. She puts on her face. Anywho, doesn't matter. Okay, so I don't see, now granted, who am I to say? But if I was a betting woman, I don't see this relationship lasting.
It depends. Because it depends with, if, like, there comes a point where you say, am I going to put myself in this situation? I thought he was going to say, I don't want to be in this situation forever.
Yeah.
But that's not the case. He was like, I can be like the good outweigh the bad. I wonder because they both seem to have the mentality that marriage is forever.
Yeah.
Which is a really, I think that's not a great mentality. Just because like,
so funny. I know.
It feels like you're saying like you're locking somebody in when it's like we could grow. We could like,
yeah,
of course we want to choose each other every day, but we have to choose each other every day. You can't say promise you'll choose me every day. It's like, I'll try. I hope.
Right.
There's just like people who say that I think have grown up in families that are broken apart or families where the parents stay together because
they
hate
each other.
Exactly. And hate each other.
Well, I think that that's definitely, I mean, obviously they're making the stakes of marriage so high because that helps with the story, right? It helps with this, which I'm not saying you should just flippantly go into marriage or have a wedding or whatever, but the reality of our situation in the world is that we're no longer in a time where it is taboo to get divorced or there's some sort of fault if you know, like there's so much more understanding of growth.
Yeah,
and
it's
like you said,
religion. Religion's weird religion. About marriage, so some people are still weird about marriage when it's like, listen, if you're letting 20-year-olds get married, of course there's going to be mistakes.
There's
going
to be, yes,
girl,
absolutely.
A 20-year-old can't do anything. And no. Then if you think about yourself at 25 or 30, it's like, I made so many fucking mistakes. It's like marriage could be one of them. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who you
and
spend
many
your time
do.
With could, that's exactly it. And
many
it's like, okay, you live, you learn, you move on. Like, no big deal. Somebody could have taught you a ton of information about yourself and what you want for the next relationship, yeah. And it was still worth it.
You grow.
Marriage
Everyone
is just
grows.
A little paperwork. That's all it is.
You hope that you both grow.
Together.
It'd be lovely if you grow together or you know, in a way that complements each other, but a lot of times it doesn't, and that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same with friendship. You're like, I love you. I hope we grow together. But if we don't, it's not like I wish you badly. It's like we've just grown apart.
Yeah.
You know?
Are you saying goodbye today?
I'm saying goodbye today. I'm saying, but like, that's the same thing, right? You
no, it's
choose
true.
Who you spend your time with.
Yeah. And just because marriage. You have a history doesn't mean you have to continue like forcing that.
No, especially for other people. It has so much to do with who the I fuck know. Cares? You're I the know. One who has to sleep next to them every night and wake up with their snoring face.
Their snoring face. Every single one of them. Mm-hmm. Well, Danielle and Nick, I would say, were the most, they were the most boring to me, but also like sad.
I was confused by her. She has costumes, but she seems like a wet rag.
I think
she seems
just so,
interesting.
I think
but she's
she
struggling
so much,
internally.
So much fun with her friends, but I think yeah. she's really nervous. And then he did not yeah. help the situation by essentially like making fun of the costumes
and being so anal
and so anal with it. It's like
I don't like people who are like I put things away this way. I'm like, well. That was when you lived alone. So get ready for cabinet doors to be open and
okay. So now you're a direct
guitar hero to be out. You know,
direct attack on me.
It's just that's what it's like to live with somebody else.
No, I know it's tricky. It
believe
is
me, I'm sure there are things you do that annoy. You know, that's just life.
Of course, especially when you live by yourself for a long time. You know,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like ay, ay, ay. Got to remember that. Okay, who was next? Was it Shake and Deepti?
Okay, that Deepti is my absolute Wonder Woman hero. She is
I'm
a perfect
obsessed.
Representation. Me too. I followed her. She Love is it. A perfect representation because I was so scared for her.
I was so scared.
I was petrified for her because I was like, this is like the saddest plot I've ever
so
seen to a movie.
Pitiful.
And he's the worst human that's ever existed
ever
on this earth.
Existed.
And he doesn't realize that there's someone amazing in front of her. And this is what I believe happened. Okay.
Explain to me.
I think that we all know the producers are like, ask before. Are you going to say yes or are you going to say no? And if you say I'm going to say yes, you get to go first.
Yeah.
And the person who says I'm on the fence gets to go second. She was like, I'll say I'm going to say yes. And I'll play it that way, honey.
Play it. Yeah, because
and
it's
then
like
when I get down that aisle,
first.
I'm going to defend myself. I'm going to choose myself.
Yeah.
And I'm going to walk my ass out of there.
Oh, my God. It was so unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
So
it was so gorgeous.
Happy. I wish that they had put that one last because it was such a free.
I
even
know.
Though it wasn't like, oh, it's a beautiful wedding. But it was like, I felt so much better. Maybe that's the independent lady. Out of both of us that were like, yeah, girl. But
that was I mean, because that guy was trash.
Absolute physical
trash.
I wrote down some of the things he said. One of the first things before the wedding, he said, I want to fuck you emotionally before I physically fuck you, which is just eloquent. And then another one is when you have to make a decision, the most important thing is to make a decision. And then right after she was like, no, I deserve someone who wants me and loves me and knows. He was like, all right, he took a beat. But then he was like, this is a celebration. And then to see him talking to all his friends, trying to cover his ass, he said to someone, if I had said yes, then she would have said yes. And then he said, well, I'm going to get back into my fitness routine. I've got reservations at Nobu on Sunday. I was like, this asshole.
Here's the truth. I feel so, so sorry for him.
No, he's in a miserable place.
He hates himself so
miserable.
Much.
Yeah.
He is in such denial. I think, like, obviously feels so bad about himself physically that he, like, I guess feels entitled or whatever with the
Absolutely.
Physicality of his partner that will obviously elevate him. And
his
then,
attractiveness is valued from who he's with. Does that make sense?
Because he feels so shitty about himself. Like
Absolutely.
That is a man who's such a piece of shit. And the worst part is he can't even express one emotion, say anything. I mean, listen, Deepti does not follow him on Instagram. They are not tagged in things. I think she fucking hates him.
I think
and
she actually
should.
Does.
I'd hate him if I saw what he said about me.
Are you fucking kidding me? He's a piece of
and
shit.
And she was living with him. Oh.
I wonder, like, there were moments, at least what they edited and showed us, there were moments where she was like, I need to maybe be clear. But we weren't as aware of her feelings as we were with him, right? Because she was like, being more on the fence. Like, she seemed more into him than I think she really was. And maybe that's just because they were focusing more on his bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, she and her, the smile that she had on her fucking face when she was talking after and like to her mom, and she was like, I chose me. And like the smell, she was so beautiful, just like radiating. And she was like, he's
the
going
fucking best.
Right. And then she was like, he's going to
regret this and I won't be here.
Absolutely. So like,
that's even giving him credit. I'm like, I don't know if he's going to live in denial forever and literally never understand.
Yeah.
And that's just like, bye. But she will live a wonderful life.
Yeah.
with somebody of her caliber.
She absolutely will.
He is a nightmare.
Yeah. He has so much
self-hatred. That was such a gorgeous like turn of events.
It was so beautiful. I loved it so much. Made me so happy.
Yeah, me
so
too.
So happy.
I thought it was, yeah.
Right? So the third couple was, I believe, Natalie and Shane. And this was also a fucking applause for Natalie. Or
applause
for Natalie.
And kind of a 180, if you will. Because
180.
They were looking good. I didn't know how.
I was going to say, it didn't make sense.
It didn't make sense, but they seemed locked in.
They seemed locked in. Honestly, there's something about him that does terrify me. And I think it's because he doesn't have control over his body.
Yeah, there's
like
something
he has
off.
Something's off. Like he doesn't have control over how he can't sit still. He can't
He's on cocaine at all times.
Something. So I'm like that. I feel like that energy could turn at any moment.
It would freak me out.
And it sounds like it almost did the night before. So
it sounds like it did. Indeed it did.
Those who maybe have not seen it, they were chummy. We're a bizarre couple. I didn't understand it, but
it's like a frat bro and like somebody who's like really great at her job.
Yeah.
So
he's a man child. He is a man child. Absolutely. Because he just needed like positive affirmation. And she has more of a snarky, sarcastic
vibe.
Like I agreed. If someone was like, give me a compliment, I'd be like, ugh. That hurts. I can't. Anywho, they got in a huge fight the night before the wedding.
We didn't see it.
We did not see, but we found out like.
But we did hear about it.
Some of it was about drinking. He had been drinking a lot, and she just like asked the question, and he apparently flipped on her.
Right.
And then he said, and then we found out after she said, I don't, which I love because a lot of them was like, I just can't say I do or whatever. She was like, but I don't. Yeah. He apparently had said that he hated her the night before and that she was the worst thing that ever happened to him.
Well, here's the thing those words, yes. I mean, when you get into a heated fight and aren't able to communicate well.
Yeah.
It's a little childlike. Like those are things you say. It's not insane.
Man-child. Yeah.
I think that there's a lot to that fight that must have happened that was horrific, and I'm sure he was loud and big. And I mean, it just sounds like that fight was. She knew the same way Danielle and what's his face.
Nick.
They knew that's the same fight. They're gonna have the same fight for the rest of their life.
And,
so she was like, "If that's the fight I'm gonna have for the rest of my life, I'm out. I'm not having that fight."
She said that when she got up to the altar, she felt on edge and scared.
Yeah.
So, bravo.
That's not
for
how
her.
You should feel. Yeah.
No. And also, can we just have a quick side note about her dad? Because that was so much of it. Her dad said, like, before and all the things he's done in his life, he's most proud of being her dad. And then she was saying afterwards, like, she realized that comfort and support and love that she felt that she was walking down the aisle with her dad to then all of a sudden be in front of this, like see
scary,
such a difference.
Volatile.
She was like, I just couldn't do it. So snaps for Natalie.
Snaps to Natalie. And both the moms were crying, and I was like, something bad's going to happen.
Yeah, it's not good.
Something bad's about to happen. Yeah.
Not good. Okay, so then we had, I think, Mallory and Sal.
Oh.
Now, I'm going to, so before the wedding, I was over Sal playing the ukulele.
I'm still over it. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm like, at a certain point, it's like, okay.
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing for all of us. We know my standing on if a fellow brings out a guitar, I am repulsed.
No one likes it.
No one likes it. It's very awkward. At this point, I'm like, is he trying to get a deal? Like, why is he singing this much on camera? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then just the whole family thing, like her parents and her brother weren't at the wedding. But I do have to say, I thought that the the moment of the exchanging of will they, won't they, Sal said he can't do it. He was crying. But I thought they both handled it beautifully. And then I really loved how he, I like Sal. I do, minus the uke.
Wow.
But I liked how he stepped out. He was like, I want to address the family. Like, I know I haven't met a lot of you. Like, I thought he was very nice about it. And
whatever.
I
mean, that's very calculated. You're judging his calculations.
What do you mean?
Like, that's calculated.
The fact that
if he knows he's going to say I don't, and he goes, I'm going to say I don't, and then I'm going to address the family, I'm going to make sure I do everything right so I come across okay.
You don't think it's possible that was genuine?
I think it's calculated.
Okay.
I think the way that he and Mallory are, something weird happened behind the scenes, and I don't know what it was, and nobody's saying what it was, but
there's something unspoken.
There's something weird that went on. It was also a 180. Like,
yeah,
he was so in and then he's so out. And she's like, do you want to keep dating? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, what the fuck happened?
And then he said, I think what we should do next is go on a date.
Take a break. Like, he's like, I need a few dates. Something happened.
Yeah.
And they're not saying what it was. I actually think that it was something that Mallory did with the way that she, like, the way
Garrett.
She consoled him.
Yeah.
She
wasn't
surprised.
It was
like she was going to say it. If he hadn't, she was
going
to do
it.
She
was going to.
So it was like, oh my God, thank you. But then I think there's something weird about, there's something weird. I thought they both were off. And I think they're both hiding something. Nothing felt genuine about their ceremony. I was like, this is weird.
See, I felt differently. I liked it. I mean, I don't think that it was, I think there was certainly a little bit of
like last year
planning. Yeah.
Remember when Kelly and that guy, Kelly dumped that guy at the altar. She was like, no. And then she ran off. And then Kenny was like, thank you guys for coming. Like, he was like a example of like handling it gorgeously. Because he didn't know it was coming and he was left there and then was just like a great person about it. But if Sal's calculated to me. He's playing the ukulele. He knows what he wants to look good on camera.
Yeah. Well, he's not. Yeah. He did a good job.
For you.
Minus for you. No.
For you. Not for me. For me, I think he's like kind of very calculated, dead behind the eyes and has weird agendas.
Ooh, dead behind the eyes.
Yeah. Anyone who sings that much on camera, I don't trust you.
Well, I know. That was a lot. I mean, I did lead my discussion with that, but they tricked me.
You did forgive him.
They tricked me. I did forgive him. Because I don't think that, yeah. I just thought, because honestly.
That's fine. We can have different opinions. I just think that there's something
we're celebrating our differences.
Them.
We're not agreeing.
Exactly.
No, I just think that's something I feel like in terms of like addressing, there was almost a hostness to that. If you don't look at it as calculating, right?
So yeah, but a host is calculated too.
Thank you.
A host is worried about how they come across to other people.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of checking in with themselves.
But I also, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think it's all so, I don't think. Yeah, I'm not as offended by it.
Yeah.
So the last couple,
okay,
which I don't think was the most exciting. There was a little bit of tension there for a little bit. But Jarrett and Ayana,
yeah.
I definitely think they're going to have some issues because he's still a partier and she is.
Those are just two people who the number one thing they liked about each other was they both wanted to get married.
Yeah.
Like those are just two people who both want to get married.
And they're both attracted to each other. And that's about.
Yeah. And I think they're going to put the time in to like make it work. But I'm like, I think that's their greatest thing in common.
Yeah.
And they're sort of biggest driving force. But
I mean, they get along good enough. Do I see such. I don't know. He's more of a extrovert performer. Right.
Right.
So it's like,
right.
I don't know how much of his like compliments of her, I truly believe. But they both said, they said I do, and they are married. So, but yeah, the other thing that took me aback was because she, we know she's very young, but she does have maybe a, like she seems young, but then she also seems a little bit more mature at times. Also the haircut, it's like, is she a little bit older? But then seeing her parents, they were so young.
Well, remember, those are her estranged parents. So she wasn't raised, but I think that they might have literally been too young to raise her.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I think is very sad, is I don't think she has anybody in her life.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's what broke my heart for her, is like she really had nothing to lose. She only had family to gain. Like she...
Yeah.
You know.
Well, good. That, well, then good on her.
Good on her.
Good on her. And hopefully they, you
His
know.
His family seems strong. They seem like a really great family.
They do. The friends seem good. Yeah, it's a strong unit. So I'm thankful for that. Well, it's very exciting.
It's and exciting. When I say they exciting, got 2 out of 6.
They got 2 out of 6.
2 out of 6.
And, you know, or 5. No? 5. Yeah. Okay. 2 out of 5. I was like, who am I missing? It's a fun show. Here's the thing. We know. I mean, we were so in after the first season. We almost applied, as we know. And this is also why I'm kind of doing the matchmaker thing, right? It's getting out of the way of that superficial like swiping, which is unavoidable when you're doing apps and things like that, because you're only going on their looks. So it's very interesting. I'm sure they'll do another season, but it's also like the evolution of the people that they pick, you know?
Yeah.
And I also want to hear about any couples that they didn't feature. I'm sure they have that info out there now, right?
There's two
that we didn't
see. One of them is the hot guy.
With the white hair.
Yeah.
We knew he was a good one.
Someone had to swipe him up.
I know. I want to see. I want to see which lady. Do you remember?
No.
We'll have to look.
I didn't want to look at the article.
All right. No need to celebrate their happiness. Well,
I was just bored by it at the time.
Oh, okay. Sure. Well, it's going to be a fun week ahead, I'm sure.
I know it.
But in the meantime, the question remains. Do we think that love is out there? I don't think we know.
But it won't be any love bombing.
No, bitch.
No, bitch. Save your save your flattery.
Well, you can give me some compliments, though.
But compliments are fine.
Yeah.
Compliments are fine.